Palestinian officials say hundreds of people have been forced to leave their homes in the occupied West Bank as Israel continues a deadly military assault on Jenin. At least 10 people have been killed and dozens injured by Israeli troops in the Jenin refugee camp. Israeli officials claim the operation aims to strengthen security and deny any forced evacuations. Jenin Deputy Governor Mansour El-Sadi says Israel's ongoing military campaign in the refugee camp could be a repetition of what happened in the northern Gaza Strip. Palestinian news agency Wafa says Palestinians have been forcibly expelled from their homes as Israeli troops order them out via loudspeakers and airdropped leaflets. The Palestinian Authority's Foreign Minister, Vasan Agabekian, says what is happening in Jenin is a clear attempt by Israel to continue undermining Palestinians.
And we're hearing it. They don't shy away from voicing it. They're telling us very clearly, we're done with Gaza for the time being. We don't know for how long, because they are also voicing that they are going back into Gaza. But now it's a time on the West Bank, and we will do on the West Bank what we have done on the Gaza Strip.